From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, October the 7th through Sunday, October the 9th. I'm Philip Grant. Monday is observed as Columbus Day, a federal, state, and local holiday. The Daily Freeman has a rundown on what is open and what is closed. Amtrak will be running on a regular schedule. All the banks are closed, the county offices are closed, federal offices are closed, the financial markets are open. The Greene County Transit is on call, and there will be no mail delivery today. Metro North is on a regular schedule, schools are closed, state offices are closed, and Trailways is on a weekday schedule with additional services. Jimmy Vilken reported at Politico New York that the state's top Democrats have challenged their Republican counterparts to condemn the lewd statements made by GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, revealed on Friday by the Washington Post. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "Silence is acceptance," end quote, and called on Republican officials to reject Trump's candidacy on moral grounds that transcend partisanship. In a 2005 conversation with Access Hollywood's Billy Bush, Trump said that as a celebrity, he could do, and I quote, anything, end quote, to an attractive woman, and he also talked casually about seducing married women. Mayor Bill de Blasio issued a statement saying, and I quote, "In public, Donald Trump's a racist, misogynist, and xenophobe. Now we know that in private, he brags about sexually assaulting women," end quote. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that 19th Congressional District Republican candidate John Faso said over the weekend he still supports Trump as the party's nominee, but he cannot promise that will translate to a vote. He said, and I quote, "As a father and a husband, I am appalled and really saddened that this kind of discussion comes into the national political discourse, and it's just awful," end quote. Faso stood by previous comments that he would support the Republican nominee, but only because they are on the same ballot line, saying he does not consider, and I quote, "support," end quote, to be the same as an endorsement. Melanie Lekosevic reported in the Ravenna News Herald that the Ravenna-Coeymans-Selkirk School District has tested its water to check for the presence of lead. Testing was conducted in May and June at all four district schools. The test results indicated the water falls within federal requirements, so no remediation is needed. Ravenna Superintendent Robert Libby said, and I quote, "Our goal in May was to test to make sure our school's water is safe. We followed EPA standards with our sampling, but now, with more stringent New York State standards, we are expanding our test," end quote. In September, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation requiring that all school districts test drinking water for lead contamination. Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Daily Mail that a 3.5-mile stretch of Route 23A between Haynes Fall and Palinville will be closed for a 4-day period this week to repair some of the slope areas on the Mountain Cloves Scenic Byway. Work will begin on Tuesday, October the 11th at 7 a.m. and continue through 4 p.m. on Friday, October the 14th. The road will be closed between Wingate Road in Haynes Falls and Route 23A Bridge over Catskill Creek near Palinville. The road will remain closed even when crews are not working. Motorists must use Routes 32, 23, and 296 as alternatives to Route 23A. Hikers will not be permitted to walk along the side of the road. Additional information can be found at townofhuntergov.com. The last day to register by mail to vote on November the 8th general election is Friday. Mail registration forms must be postmarked no later than October the 14th and received by the Board of Elections no later than October the 19th. In Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties, Board of Elections will be offering special hours on Saturday, October the 15th for in-person voter registration from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information in Columbia County, call 518-828-3115. In Greene County, call 518-719-3550. And in Ulster County, 845-334-5470. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is assessing potential damage to an area around Red Mill Road in Greenville after a fuel delivery truck overturned on the property of the Grace Manor Christian Retreat Center on Friday, October the 7th. Greene County Sheriff's Office investigator Lieutenant Adam Brainard said the tanker owned by Coyman's Hollow-based Best Fuel, spilled approximately 600 gallons of fuel oil when it overturned. The truck was carrying about 1,700 gallons at the time. The driver said he lost control of the vehicle after making a sharp turn while following instructions from his GPS. It took crews roughly 3 hours to drain the truck, get it upright, and tow it away. DEC crews then arrived with excavators to determine how much fuel oil had seeped into the soil. Officials said it was too soon to determine if the spill affected the soil or Basic Creek, which runs about 70 yards from the spill site. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. Finally, Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that registered voters in Coxsackie go to the polls on Tuesday, October the 18th, to adopt the proposed 2017 Hermance Memorial Library budget. The proposed spending plan calls for a tax levy of nearly $238,000, requiring an increase of just over $5 a year for properties with an assessed value of $100,000 or a total library tax of $52.95 a year. Library Director Linda Dubert recently told the Coxsackie Town Board, and I quote, "This is the first time in 5 years that the average homeowner will have an increase greater than $1 in the library tax," end quote. The increase is necessitated by costs related to building renovation and maintenance, the state-mandated increase in the minimum wage, the need for maintaining the reserve funds, and the cost associated with a scheduled outside audit of library finances. The budget vote will be held on Tuesday, October the 18th, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the library. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 58 degrees. For Monday night, patchy frost after 2 a.m., temperatures may fall to the mid to low 30s. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low of 35 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, patchy frost before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Sunrise today was at 7:15 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:04 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 20th day of October, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.